plain cigarette packaging has been talked about for years. Today it's coming, or to be precise, the announcement of when it will be compulsory. That's from September of this year. Joining us, Minister of State Marcella Corcoran-Kennedy. Good morning, and thanks for coming in. By plain, what do you mean? How plain?
Plain means no trademarks, no logos, no colours, no graphics, plain neutral colour. And the only the brand will be in a uniform typeface, and it will carry the mandatory health warnings.
And why not from today? Why is there a grace period until next September?
Well, it's to give industry an opportunity to prepare for this. And from September 2018, the wash-through period will be up, and then they will absolutely all have to carry it. So in other words, if any manufacturers have made some tobacco products, they will have that opportunity to wash it through. So the objective...
For another year and a half?
For another year, yes. They'll have a year. Well, for example, if they've already manufactured it, it's to give them an opportunity to wash them through.
The Tobacco Manufacturers Association say there's a complete lack of evidence that plain packaging will put smokers off. What's the evidence that convinced you?
Well, at the end of the day, packaging is marketing. It's a key marketing tool, and it's the only advertising that the tobacco companies have left. We know that 6,000 people a day are dying as a result of cigarette smoking. We know that cultivating new smokers is what the industry needs to do, and we know that most of the smokers who started as young children. And so we want to ensure that our young people are protected and that they're not going to be attracted
into
smoking by
advertising. Bad for you, but what's the evidence that this works?
Well, I mean,
where is the evidence from?
Well, why do we have branding and marketing at all? I mean, it's a science at this stage. We know that we're all being targeted by big companies in terms of attractiveness, you know, making it look like it's cool or whatever. So this, as I say, is the last tool that the tobacco industry has, and we want it to be plain packaging, and we want the mandatory health warnings
on it.
But
it's a decision, it sounds to me like it's a decision based on a belief that smoking is a bad thing, which it is, and we shouldn't allow anybody to do anything to encourage people. But you don't actually have any evidence to say they brought it in. I think they brought it in Australia and it had this X positive result.
Well, it was brought in Australia in 2014, and it is positive. Bringing in positive results, because the interventions that you're making is that you're reducing the number of smokers in your society. I mean, we're aiming to be tobacco free by 2025, and this is just one of a number of measures.
Australia?
Yes, it has indeed, and indeed the UK and France have also introduced it in 2016, and other countries are aiming to follow suit.
One group which campaigns against smoking, Forest Ireland, say this is gesture politics. The health risks are very well known. So, excuse me, they're in favour. I'm sorry, it's not a group I'm familiar with. They're in favour allowing the legislation to stand as it is. They say the health risks are very well known. No justification for a measure that treats people like idiots. Gesture politics.
Nonsense. The fact of the matter is that we know that tobacco consumption is killing people. And it is our responsibility as legislators to ensure that we protect particularly our children, because if we are going to be tobacco free by 2025, we want to ensure that our children are protected from the marketing of cigarettes.
OK, just final question. How enthusiastic are you about backing the Garda Commission?